Third preseason game, like you just said, you know, we expect to take the majority of the reps, and it's a great kind of final test because, you know, generally you don't see a whole lot of playing time in the fourth preseason game. So it's kind of like a test to see where you're at heading into week one. You know, gives you a chance to rest, and with that, you know, really gives you a chance to hone in on what you need to work on going into week one in the regular season and see what you're doing well and trying to, you know, capitalize on that.
Yeah, absolutely. You have to, because I think if you don't, that's how you get hurt. When you're playing half speed, that's when guys get rolled up on. That's when kind of accidents happen. So, you know, you prepare for it like it's a regular game. And, you know, as far as the pitch count that we're going to get, I like that they've kind of, it's not been a secret, but, you know, I'd prefer not to know going into the game. That way you're not like, oh, we got 10 more plays or 8 more plays. You just kind of go into it expecting to play the whole game, and, you know, they pull you. So that's kind of what we look for. But you still have to play at full speed and treat it like it's a regular game, or like we said, you know, I think that's when accidents will happen if you don't.
At the start of camp, we were asking about the competition with Cam, and it looks like you've taken most, if not all, the right guard reps. So have you been able to relax at all, thinking, okay, it's still my job and I can just concentrate working with Mitch next to me and Alex?
I think I've taken that mindset the whole time. And like we said, when you guys asked me earlier on in camp, I've never looked at it as, you know, yes, it's competition, but I've never looked at it as, you know, okay, you know, I've been in here this time, I can let up. You can't let up because it's a long season. If I don't perform, they're going to put someone, the best five out there. So I've just had the mindset approach each day as it's my job to lose, and I have to keep getting better every day.
Hey, John, have you experienced a camp with this many injuries?
This has been a little unique. You know, it seems like we've had some unfortunate situations happen to us, but as you can see, a lot of teams have had some unlucky breaks and losing key guys. I think for the most part, ours are kind of like maybe a little bit nagging type things, but, you know, knock on wood, we've been able to, you know, get through this preseason with just kind of dents and minor bumps and bruises. So, you know, we're excited about that, but, you know, looking forward, I know we're going to have a, you know, healthy group of guys going into the first game.
Sorry, everybody's kicking around theories as to why these injuries may be popping up. What do you guys think as players?
You know, I don't know. I think it's just, you know, the grind of camp. And, you know, a lot of guys have a heavy workload. Maybe that's what it is. You know, it's hard for me to say. Maybe just a little bit of bad luck. But I know, you know, our guys are doing everything they can to get back out there. I don't think big fat guys have hamstrings to pull, so I don't think we move fast enough to have that happen. But, you know, that's the thing about the O-line. You know, guys get dinged up, and we're fighting with our hands every play, and little bumps and bruises and nicks happen. We just got to fight through it. Whereas those other guys that rely on their legs as their job, you know, me, I work in a phone booth, so it's a little bit different. But, you know, I think that's why you see them taking a little bit of extra cautionary measures for the guys that, you know, have to open it up to get their job done, whether they're running routes or covering guys running routes or, you know, whatever position they're in.
What do you see good out of Irving, and you think he has a good career in the NFL ahead of him?
Absolutely. He's, I mean, the guy is a great athlete. You know, he's shown so far that he can play all five positions and play them well. So, you know, wherever he kind of, you know, finds his starting home, I think that's where he'll be. Until then, he's shown that he can play anywhere, and you know, I think he's got a great upside. He's a smart kid, and he's got a good head on his shoulders, and he asks questions. He's humble. He's, you know, sometimes, I'm not saying that we have them, but, you know, you might say, oh, I'm a first round pick. I don't need to. I know it all. I don't need to ask questions. But he's not that. He's trying to get better. He's trying to learn from everyone at each different position. He's always asking questions and trying to get better.
Thanks,
Okay. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you.